Master, it's 3 o'clock, and your slave girl is still all wet and quivery from the last time. My thighs, burning. I'm just rubbing my hand on my thigh. Oh, that sensation. Between etchings, I'm trying to finish the audio. I'm doing the giggle. And I was just teaching her how to lick and suck my master's balls. Something I particularly enjoy a lot. It's been a very, very, very long time since I've been able to do that. And then she learns to take Master's cock deeper. I get a little jealous and I whisper in my Master's ear, "Do you want to fuck her face, Master? Even if she's not quite ready." And so she is rather taken off guard as he begins fucking her face. And I watch. And it makes me too hot. And I want to do a good job for my master. I want to make master feel good. I want master's cock in my mouth, in my throat. I want it. And so he pulls her off his cock and he starts fucking my face. And oh, that's what I was doing when my timer went off. I was imagining you fucking my face. Will you train me, Master? Will you train me to take your cock in my throat? Will you teach me what feels good to you? It's been such a long time, and I haven't had a cock as big as yours in a long time, and I'm a little frightened. Just a little. No, but fuck. My bells will ring when you fuck me, Master, and when you fuck my face. Those bells will ring. Could make me feel